constructive social commentary. The title of an instructive new book by Jean Edward Veith notes that our times are postmodern times. Our culture has abandoned its trust in the infallibility of reason and science and the inevitability of progress and human goodness, all of which characterized the modern period. But this dismantling hasn't been followed by any replacements. There are no certainties in the postmodern spirit. Veith explains what that means for Christian proclamation.
When you talk to people about religion or about Christianity, even 10 years ago, the issues were always ones of truth. Is there a God or not? Is the Bible reliable? Is Jesus who he said he is? But now, when you get into discussions with people about Christianity, it's a very different set of arguments. Now they'll say, well, that's true for you, but it isn't true for me. They'll say, well, I'm glad you believe that, but I don't like some of Christianity. I like some of it, and I like elements of other religions too. And they'll criticize Christianity because they'll say, you think you have the only truth. You know, something you hear over and over again in discussions of religious issues, that you Christians think you have the only truth about all the other world religions. And so, whereas in the modernist period, people criticized Christianity because it wasn't true, now they're criticizing Christianity because it claims to be true. The issue is the very concept of truth.
Many observers have said that one of the pervasive moods of postmodernism and the postmodern period is irony. Why is that the case? Why is this a peculiarly ironic time?
Well, for one thing, because if there is no truth, no goodness, and there are no absolutes to judge by, there's such a spirit of cynicism that all claims to truth, or all assertions, or all expressions, have to be looked at ironically, because the postmodernist knows that although they think they're presented as being valid in a deeper way, they really aren't. Many of the postmodernists say that every affirmation of truth is only a disguise for power. And so the postmodernists will look at even the most innocent kinds of things ironically as masks, as justifications for power. And so it tends to breed a mindset of cynicism that really extends to just about everything.
How would you construct a new apologetics? I mean, in a sense, apologetics has historically been involved with the making of arguments for the truth of Christianity. In an age in which arguments are meaningless, or at best a game, at worst perhaps a ploy for power, how can you make arguments about the gospel?
Well, again, I'm trying to think through this, and I haven't solved it completely, but here's some things that I've been trying to think about. Now, in a way, for Christians, I think arguments will always be important. We do, as Christians, have a basis for truth and a basis for reason and for thinking about ideas, even though the rest of society doesn't have those. I think Christians are going to have to think and to read, even when everybody else is giving up on the process.
And perhaps the way Christians will look most countercultural is that they're committed to ideas?
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. But to reach them, I think we have to kind of capture people's imaginations. People don't, 66% of Americans say there are no absolutes. Well, the old absolutes were the true, the good, and the beautiful. And somehow we have to kind of revivify those concepts so that people outside will be intrigued and will be captured with the concept of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And one way that I see great promise is through, instead of just rationalistic kind of arguments, through narratives, through stories. A story is very concrete, and yet it's charged with meaning. Christ told parables, and I think storytelling may be one way to capture people's imagination.
Storytelling in all of the forms, in film and fiction?
Yes, Christians need, in this day and age, we need more Christian filmmakers and TV producers and novelists and artists and musicians. And I think through the arts may be a way to capture that. The arts right now in the postmodern world are really the dead end. All of the self-ironizing constructions and deconstructions that live with nothing.
Let me tease this out a little bit and see if I understand it. Essentially what you're saying is that the defense against the truth claims is pretty firmly ensconced in this cynicism, and we need to kind of go in under the radar of the cynicism. You have a chapter on the critique of the human in the book, and if I can kind of draw some inferences from that, that making imaginative appeals, you're appealing to those human aspirations or sensibilities that survive the onslaught of cynicism and are still capable of resonating with the true and the good and the beautiful.
Part of the problem of postmodernism is a very specific assault on the human, on the individual, the value of life. And again, they're abandoning that field, I think, to the Christians can affirm.
So Christians can become the new humanists in the best sense.
Right. I think what Christians can do in a more fundamental way is to simply be faithful to their own worldview, to draw on the rich heritage, the rich resources that Scripture opens up for us about how to view human nature and the value of life and the nature of the physical world. Christian artists have always drawn on that worldview and expressed it in great and compelling ways. And I think as the rest of the world drifts away from even being able to be humanistic, humanism is also attacked by the postmodernists. I think Christians can kind of reclaim some of those classical fields that Christians in the past have done so much with. And I think contemporary Christians can do the same. If the church will just be faithful to its own worldview, faithful to God's word and to God who came to us in Christ, then we will shine like a beacon in a world that's getting darker and darker.
Gene Edward Veith, author of Postmodern Times,